6:32.
Applying the law evenly, without fear or favor.
Today, the U.S. Attorney General provided limited details on the raid of former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home in Palm Beach, Florida this week. KTAR's Taylor Tassler is live in the news center with what we know right now.
Yeah, Becky, Attorney General Merrick Garland did not confirm why the raid was ordered or how the department is moving forward. He did confirm he personally approved the move to seek a search warrant of Trump's home, which is part of an ongoing investigation into the discovery of classified White House records recovered from the former president's residence.
The Justice Department has filed a motion in the Southern District of Florida to unseal a search warrant and property receipt relating to a court-approved search that the FBI conducted earlier this week.
Valley Attorney Barry Markson explains the court gave the DOJ until tomorrow at noon to speak with Trump's lawyers and see if Trump objects to unsealing the warrant.
If he doesn't have an objection, the court will grant it and that'll become public and we'll know what the Justice Department was looking for and what they found.
Even if he does object, Markson says the court could still unseal the warrant due to public interest. This afternoon, the Washington Post reported that sources close to the investigation say the classified documents FBI agents were looking for at Trump's home are related to nuclear weapons. The sources did not say if the documents were recovered. Markson believes this means it's possible Trump or someone in his inner circle could end up getting charged. He says there are federal statutes in place that deal with taking or destroying government property, and former President Trump's past decisions could lead to him serving a fair amount of jail time if charged.
President Trump signed a bill that increased this penalty from a misdemeanor to a felony. So if, in fact, President Trump or someone in his circle is found guilty of that, now comes with a five-year prison sentence.
He adds if charges are brought forward, a judge would consider sentencing guidelines. During a rare press conference earlier today, AG Garland denounced any violence towards the FBI after recent threats and a man in body armor approached the FBI office in Ohio, leading to an exchange of gunfire.
I will not stand by silently when their integrity is unfairly attacked. The men and women of the FBI and the Justice Department are dedicated, patriotic public servants.
According to Garland, more information will be available, but will be released at the right time. Reporting live in the news center, Taylor Tassler, KTAR News.
Thank you, Taylor, for all of that information.